DW. Monica Müller is no stranger to the perils of radicalization. A doctor by profession, she now also works with a project that tries to alert young people to what can happen if they go along with someone else's radical ideas rather than thinking for themselves. And that does not only apply to radical forms of Islam.
Das wäre auch genauso, wenn sie sich...
It would be the same with young people who became right-wing radicals, watching what happens to the family. How does it change a family? Radicalization can tear a family apart.
That could have been the story of Monica Müller and her daughter, Sophia. But things didn't turn out that way. These days, the mother stays in close contact with her daughter. They speak on the phone almost daily and visit each other when they can. But reaching that point was fraught with difficulty and long periods with no contact, sometimes for months at a time. Sophia, who is now 24, was a teenager when she converted to Islam. Her mother says the decision was triggered by a traumatic experience outside the family realm. She doesn't go into any more detail than that, but says it profoundly changed her daughter, who was only 12 at the time, creating in her a deep desire to feel protected. Sophia went to therapy, but when it failed to give her what she needed, she eventually made a decision that was impossible for her mother to understand.
She got it into her head that she had to convert to Islam because it could protect her and protect her more thoroughly than the religion she grew up with.
Die Religion, in der sie groß geworden ist.
Sophia, who was born into a Catholic family and used to be an altar server, was 16 when she secretly started going to the mosque. Less secretly, she surrounded herself with girls who her mother describes as coming from Islamic or North African and very patriarchal backgrounds. The situation at home grew tense when Sophia decided to start wearing a headscarf. She was 17.
Die Sophia hat noch zwei Geschwister. Also da war
Sophia has two siblings. There were always discussions, always arguments. She accused us of being infidels. She used to carry the Quran around with her wherever she went, or other books like The Muslim Wife, The Muslim Marriage.
Die muslimische Ehe mit sich rumgeschleppt.
Sophia eventually moved out and married a Turkish man her parents had never met. But the marriage didn't last long.
Her husband wasn't devout enough for her, so she came back to us. At first we thought it was over, that she had come to her senses. But that wasn't the case.
When Sophia turned to online Muslim marriage forums in her search for a more devout husband, the tension at home escalated. Her father confiscated her smartphone, she dropped out of high school just before graduation, and left home again.
A couple of weeks later, we learned that she had married a Muslim man and was now living in the city of Münster. At that time, she was wearing the
niqab.
Sophia has since had two children and is now pregnant with a third. Monica regards her daughter's interpretation of how a woman should live as extremely regressive.
The woman stays at home and looks after the children and makes sure the man's dinner is on the table when he gets home.
Monica Müller tries to have a normal relationship with her son-in-law, who she describes as a fundamentalist. He has twice driven to Syria for an aid organisation called Medizin mit Herz, which the North Rhine-Westphalian Office for the Protection of the Constitution regards as an extremist Salafist operation, although she also says he has now distanced himself from the group. She knows of fundamentalist families that keep their children cut off from the world, not allowing them to sing or watch television, but she believes having kids of her own has softened Sophia's extreme religious views. Initially, she refused to send them to daycare, but now thinks it's important for them to grow up with other children. It's also a chance to make new friends.
Also, die hat jetzt nicht so einen großen Freundeskreis.
Sophia doesn't have many friends because she doesn't come from around there. Most contact is through friends of her husband. They meet up with other families or within the family. My son-in-law has two brothers with children.
Die auch Kinder haben.
Monica sees the fact that Sophia no longer wears the niqab to family celebrations such as weddings as another sign of her willingness to make concessions. But she's also outraged at the lack of tolerance her daughter experiences when she wears the full body veil in public.
Sie ist schon oft angespuckt worden, angerempelt.
People have often spat on her or bumped into her. She's been told that people like her should be shot. I've seen for myself when I'm out with her and when people don't realize that she's with me, how they abuse her. I understand when people who experience this kind of treatment say that this is not an easy place to live.
Kann man nicht so gut leben in diesem Land.
Sophia used to talk about moving to an Arab country, learning Arabic and studying the Quran. But Monica believes having children of her own has changed her daughter's thinking.
She's realized it's important to give her children a good education in this country and that it's not so easy in an Arab country, especially not for a woman.
Monica Müller no longer worries that the authorities will reappear on her doorstep to inform her that her daughter is about to move to Syria. But she believes the fact that the young family's apartment was searched last year while they were away indicates that her son-in-law is still being monitored by the state security services.
This report was brought to you by DW.